Because the visuals don't matter.
Okay, as long as we close with your blog.
Yeah. Okay, so for the first, I need two user testers. Is anyone really into, like, myths?
Yeah.
Okay. Come, please, up. I would appreciate that. So, the people who were in my studio class last semester will recognize this, because this is the poem that I made called The Myth of Man. And some of it's hard to read, so I printed out what it says. So if I could just have you guys read the poem, and then I'll ask you a few questions about it.
Silently?
Yeah. And then this is like some imagery that goes with it. It's not like totally necessary. And then if anyone's interested in science or education, does anyone know what Bloom's taxonomy is by any chance? Do you know what Bloom's taxonomy is? Okay. It's like how they teach people like different ways. So I have a copy of like the curriculum that I've been developing. If anyone else. Yes. So I'll just give you guys a minute. And then in the meantime, one of the words fell off and it's thermochromatically sensitive. So if anyone wants to like.
Eat it.
Like, touch it. And also, while this is going on around me, does anyone have any experience with conductive glue?
Glue?
Okay, because these are my cells, and these are the little weedy versions of it. But I'm trying to solder them together.
Like this.
Yes.
I'm having a lot of trouble, like.
Oh,
you
sneak
guys. Yeah. Silicon mining and industrial manufacturing.
Like, as soon as it's
on. Definitely.
Did you try
to make a solar cell out of food?
Lamping these together and then heating them way
more.
No. The solder's already on here.
Yeah.
First thing that take this off.
Oh, which I have.
I don't have
sun.
Yeah.
Lamp them together. Heat it all up.
Like,
you coordinated your colors.
No, you don't have to do it. You could just.
That's what we did last week, I think.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
You can, like, it works best with the breath, but you can also, like, hold it in your hand, but the breath is better. And you can, like,
really
destroy
good.
It or get it wet or whatever. It doesn't, it's not vital.
You just hold it there?
Oh, you can put it in your elbow crease. Yeah.
And then pass it on.
Okay.
That's a great thought.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I'll let.
Maybe this is supposed to read a poem, that's it.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask you some questions about it. How are you guys doing with the curriculum? Okay, I'll give them a minute. I'm just going to give them a minute to finish, right? Or are you done?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, just another minute. Yeah, that bottom part isn't that important.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, cool. So, can I actually edit my question from the back of this paper? No, I don't. Okay. So for the poem people, knowing what my project is, did you find the poem relevant to the message of the solar cells? You can be really critical. It's totally fine.
I mean, the poem certainly sounds, has an environmental aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
So also critical of the path mankind has taken in this day and age. So it can relate to that, but in terms of solar cells, what was your, like, in terms of, that was your message, like saving energy or?
So with the solar cells?
Yeah.
So the solar cells, the greater message is being more concerned and being more aware of like energy usage and in the sense of like greater environmental devastation.
Yeah, I mean, the certain lines up with that language. That's a very nice thematic flavor to the SETI project.
Yeah, yeah, it seemed like a precautionary tale, somewhat, like in the story in the front and also in the poem. And then you also have, like, on a loose level, references to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, so there's also that kind of connection.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they seem intertwined. I don't know, like, directly, but, like, obviously through, like, fear of, like, environmental devastation. Yeah.
So what's your, like, plan, how to, like, link this between?
So on the back of this one, this one, okay. So, like, I've tried this before. Like I said, people in Marissa's class will know, like, with conductive thread, basically tracing the imagery, like, which would be this one, but I did it on my own for some reason. So, like, basically the energy that's produced by the cells would link up to this string and then heat up the thermochromatic, which, if you saw that little thing, it changes color. So this is just kind of like a speculative example. So the color change would be from orange to yellow. And same, this, all these papers are thermochromatically sensitive. I'll just move to the curriculum, people. How much time would you personally dedicate to learning if you wanted to make your own cells?
3 weekends.
3 weekends? Like fully Saturday, Sunday, like 6 hours a day?
3 weekends.
Okay.
I think I'd do 1 weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, like, not more than, like, well, you, different, but, like, not more than, like, 10 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it to be
the
new one?
I think so too, but I also wonder, or because I was reading the exciting portion as well, because for, like, this is something that I think is really interesting, and I wouldn't mind spending hours learning about this, but then, I guess the question is, how do you get people who don't care about it?
Yeah.
Like, and how would you be able to condense that in this body of spreading knowledge?
Yeah. So just to summarize for the people who didn't get to see it, the curriculum is basically some of the techniques that I've learned about how to like teach people. So the 7 E's of learning, like elicit, engage, explore, explain, blah, blah. And Bloom's taxonomy, which is trying to gauge like how deep the knowledge is. Like, do they just understand the jargon or do they understand how to apply the jargon, etc. So basically part of the project is to make a resource for people who don't know about solar cells to know more about them. So my audience, like, my goal isn't really to convince anyone, and that's where the artistic expression comes in, because then people are like, oh shit, like, the world's gonna end, like, we should care. And so I'm trying to, like, figure out what kind of space to create, like, how much time people would dedicate to the cells.
Well, the way that this is laid out and written out,
mm-hmm.
the reason I say a weekend
mm-hmm.
is because the way all of this is presented makes it seem like it's very doable to put one of these together and have that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Which incentivizes me more to actually do it.
Okay, so the simpler the better.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I want to go back to the poem, people. Did you like the poem? Did you hate certain parts of it? You could tell me, like, this was really off, it didn't feel right, or whatever. Or if it was cool.
I mean, it sounds like it certainly sounds very mythical, the flavor you're going for, especially because of the preamble as well, because it sets up this is like lost history and stuff like that. So I believe like it's a very perfect accompaniment to your project. I just want it to be more active in the world itself, because
mm-hmm.
right now it seems a little bit detached from the entire experience.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like playing a recording of this or yeah, or just have like more visual way of presenting your poem, just like this one. I don't know, like it's there are multiple ways you can get with this. But like really great project.
Yeah, I would basically say the same thing, is that having like this, kind of the poem in some way, whether it be like an aesthetic form, obviously you just want us to read the poem, but like in the like lesson plan or like further down the road, if it's like audio that it plays and it's like you can hear the like sound, like a small soundscape of like the world burning or like, you know, things like that, that would like make the myth bigger. You know?
Mm-hmm. More sensory experience.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to move on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
What's the age range that you're
adults, but also minors that are like accompanied, because like some of them are teenagers can be really dangerous. So it could be a child, but they have to have like a person with them.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh,
that makes sense.
I think that's
a little word. Oh, I see it.
Good word.